Ross Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
Now, Scott's Day Out was on the weekend. Unfortunately, I didn't get there, but you got there, Coggo. You had a great Saturday.
It was good getting up and being up the top of the parade and waiting for things to happen. Yeah, it was really good. There was a lot of people there too.
Now, last year we know you were actually the chieftain, but this year, because they changed the chieftains every year, it was Sky Kinder, I believe. How did that make you feel? Well, were you all right with that?
I actually got to meet Sky Kinder. Now, Sky is a doctor.
Yes.
Very clever lady.
Aware of that. Yeah, but totally clever.
Yeah. And as soon as I met her and got talking to her, I realised, you know, that it would have taken a fair bit to replace me. So, but she certainly is up to it, don't worry.
Okay.
But no, on a serious note, it is a privilege to be, have done that job, and Sky would think the same way. So you can only do it once.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. So a bit like Moomba, which is this weekend, Moomba Festival.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And the King and Queen this year, Jane Bunn. We're the presenter.
A lot of blokes happy about that.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. And they're hoping that the carriage that she is in goes over a lot of bumps. And she's going to be doing it alongside Archie Thompson. He's the king of Moomba this year. So he's a victory legend,
Melbourne,
I believe.
Victory soccer legend, yep.
Yeah, totally.
Played a bit for Australia as well.
So it got me thinking, right, you have a chieftain, Scott's Day Out. You have a king and queen at Moomba, which they've had since day dot. What about the Bendigo Easter Fair? Why don't we have a king or queen?
It's not the worst idea in the world.
No, it's not, isn't it?
I have to think about it, because how about I put a poll on the Triple M Facebook page and we just see what we can get in the next few minutes, just what people are thinking, and then we might be able to come up with some names as well of people who could fill those roles.
And you never know. Hopefully, it might just happen this year.
Mm.
King and queen of the Bendigo Easter Fair. I like it.
Anyway, bring it up soon.
We're
asking the question, aren't we?
Who do you think should be the king and queen of the Bendigo Easter Fair? It's been going long enough and there's never been a king or a queen. I think we should follow suit with Moomba. That's happening this weekend. They've got a king and queen.
I'm not sure that's the case, because Greg's just texted me to say there used to be a float a long time ago. I do recall this too, Greg. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was run by Rotary, and women had sashes on them now. And I'm not sure if it was Miss Eagle Hawk or Miss Golden Square or whatever.
Yeah,
was
it was a beauty
like
pageant.
Oh, was
it? My beautiful auntie, who's now passed, was in one of those beauty pageants back in the day.
Right, okay.
And I think she either got a first or a second ribbon. She was beautiful. Unfortunately, I don't take after her in any way. She was tall and gorgeous and blonde. I'm sure plump and brunette. Ripped bloody off.
Hey, so who would be a good king or queen? We'll put some ideas into your head right about now. If this was to happen, and please vote on our Triple M Facebook page, who would you like to see?
I think I would like to see, there's a few combinations. First one that comes to mind, Rod Fife and Jacinta Allen. So member and a City of Greater Bendigo.
Fifey's on the council.
Deputy Mayor.
He's sitting on the fence a bit, that, you know, he's got a love-hate relationship, I would think. And so would Jacinta. Not everybody votes for Labor. So, I don't know. Maybe. It's got to be someone that is universally popular and doesn't polarise people. So that takes me out of it. But the thing is, it has to be somebody that people like, and I'm just trying to think. There'd be others out there, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I've got another couple.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. What about Andrew Lethlean from Pugs?
Yeah.
And Four Ponies. And Gabe Richards.
Oh, well, there you go.
They would look great up there on a float, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Lethlean could shout, so that works out well. Gabe Richards is an easy choice.
Oh, for sure.
Because she is just universally loved as part of the Bendigo Women Braves and also the spirit. Yeah, that's not a bad choice.
And they'd look good as well because they're about the same height,
too. What about others, though? There's plenty of others in the community. You don't have to be a sporting person or a pub owner or a politician or whatever. I'm sure there's plenty out there. Give us a call, 132710, because we're on the search this morning. If there was a king and queen in the Bendigo Easter Fair, as you put.
Yeah, who would they be? We would love to hear from you. 132710. And let's just hope, though, that this grows legs, Coggo, and we do have an actual king and queen at the Bendigo Easter Fair. Do you know, it's not too late. It's not too late to organise a float.
Anyway, give us a call, 132710. Bendigo Triple. asking a question, or you are, Kylie, in regards to King and Queen.
Yeah, Feast. King and Queen of the Bendigo Easter Fair. It's about time we had one, or two, I should say. As we go to the phones, we've got Kathy on the line. Now, Kathy, you actually haven't got any names to suggest, but you were once a queen of the Daffodil Festival in Kyneton. Tell us about that.
It was very interesting. It was in 1996. I'm a school crossing supervisor, and some of the students nominated me, which was an amazing thing just in that alone. And, I had 2 weeks where the King and I went all around Kyneton to different functions. We went to the art galleries and we went to the gardens, and it ended up in the Daffodil Parade on the last Sunday of the month.
Did you have
the Daffodil Ball.
Kath, seriously, get to the point. Were there blokes hanging around you everywhere?
No, because I had a husband then.
Oh, right, okay.
But did you feel like a queen, Kathy?
I did. I felt very special.
You are special.
Oh, thank you. I like that. You made my day, okay?
Ah, done. Hey, Kath, thank you. We're going to go to Tom. A king and a queen for Bendigo's Easter Fair, sir. What are you thinking?
Oh, look, the king's an easy get. Brian, good morning, Kylie. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for thinking of me there.
Oh, yeah, we always think of you. You know, not tall, but you're big in stature.
That's enough.
The king's an easy one. We got to run with Fifey. He's so identifiable around town. Everyone knows who he is. He's been around since as long as Queen Elizabeth, pretty much.
True.
He goes all right, and he's probably ambassador role. He'll know how that all works.
What about a woman, lady?
Well, I was struggling with the Queen. I sort of had to have a think about it for a bit, and no one was really jumping out. And you know, there's not that many identifiable.
Oh, there's plenty of
women.
There are.
Come on, Tom. Seriously. A plethora of them.
I'm going to run with maybe Margot Spalding. You know, done a fair bit around the community, always involved in everything. Emma Grant.
Yeah, Granny.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Been fantastic promoting women's footy and girls in general, really, for a long period of time. And maybe I could probably frock up a bit and do that. And we could probably run with Claude somewhere in amongst all that.
Don't worry, mate.
Tommy, getting silly.
You won't be the King, Claude, but you'll be there somewhere, you're right. Triple M, music, it makes you feel good.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.